Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. He's been meeting today with King Salman and the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Amid growing concerns about Saudi involvement in the death of journalist and U.S. resident Jamal Khashoggi, there are reports that Saudi Arabia is getting ready to acknowledge that Khashoggi died during a botched interrogation at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. For the latest, let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Jeremy.
And what more do we know about this new Saudi explanation for what happened?
Well, we know it hasn't come out yet. There are a lot of reports that it's being crafted. What's interesting about this is that it echoes something that President Trump said yesterday morning after he had spoken with King Salman, the father. Mohammed bin Salman, his son, effectively runs Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yesterday the president talked about a rogue group of people maybe having killed Jamal Khashoggi. And then that's what the Saudis are floating. The issue here is that the Saudis are looking to accept responsibility in some fashion for this so that the story can move on. At the moment, they're facing the threat of sanction and a lot of businesses that are very upset about this whole thing. So they're trying to work their way out of it, but no explanation officially yet.
When you say the explanation is being crafted, does that imply that Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, is helping the Saudis craft the explanation for what happened?
Well, it's unusual that before an explanation comes out, Mike Pompeo is there. If one could be a fly on the wall, one might assume that Mike Pompeo is explaining to the Saudis that this is a difficult position for the United States to be in because it is such a supporter of Saudi Arabia and because of the Global Magnitsky Act, which a number of senators have triggered, that say that when the United States has dealings with a country that engages in human rights abuses, the president has to take action within 120 days. So Mike Pompeo may be spelling out the fact that the president may not be able to skirt this, so the Saudis need to do something so that the next step can take place.
What has all of this done to the U.S. relationship with both Saudi Arabia and with Turkey, where the alleged murder happened?
So this is interesting because Turkey and Saudi Arabia are not allies. They sort of compete for being the economic and power center of the Muslim world. Arguably, Saudi Arabia has succeeded because Saudi Arabia has such largesse. But Turkey's a more industrialized country. It's more Western-facing. It's a NATO member. Turkey, as you know, handed over Pastor Andrew Brunson, who had been jailed for some time. Mm-hmm. So it does seem that Turkey, in sort of throwing Saudi Arabia under the bus for this alleged murder and then releasing this pastor, is trying to go up a few notches in terms of its relationship with America. Saudi Arabia has a very, very strong, very long business, financial, diplomatic, arms, and energy relationship with the United States. And this is the first time in the history of those two countries, or at least since 1973, since the Arab oil embargo, that it's been this fraught.
What about all the companies that have gotten upset and decided that they're not going to go to this big Saudi investment conference? Mm-hmm. JP Morgan, BlackRock, MasterCard, Uber, just to name a few. We have to remember that Saudi Arabia has also been involved in a number of other human rights abuses,
right,
including the war in Yemen,
yep,
women's rights, press freedom.
Uh-huh.
Are these companies likely to just go back to business as usual once this gets cleared up, or has this made them think hard about their relationship with Saudi Arabia?
Well, Jeremy, you bring up a good point. Jamal Khashoggi is not unique. He happens to be a critic. He's not actually the loudest critic of Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia does this sort of thing a lot. They silence journalists and they crush dissent. So these American companies have had nothing to say about that until now. Something about this, and maybe it's because he's a Washington Post columnist, maybe it's because he's an American resident, something about this has changed the dialogue with all of these companies backing out. Now, as of now, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin is still headed to the conference, as mm-hmm. is Christine Lagarde, the head of the IMF. So all may not be lost, but I think the Saudis are realizing that, you know, they're the biggest spenders on PR and lobbying in Washington. I think they're starting to realize if something doesn't happen, they stand to lose a lot of these important relationships.
Well, it brings me to one more thing just in the 30 seconds we have left here,
yep,
Ali. How important is Saudi Arabia economically for the United States?
Hugely. It's America's number one weapons buyer. The president, talking to Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes, said, you know, he quoted Boeing and Lockheed Martin and Raytheon as sellers to Saudi Arabia, linking our economic relationship to jobs. It's also the second largest, we get the second largest amount of oil from mm-hmm. Saudi Arabia. Canada is first. So the relationship with Saudi Arabia is actually quite big in terms of military and oil.
That's Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thank you.
Pleasure.